The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa la tafdahni bi khafi ma tala'at alayhi min sirri. ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam states, وَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي بِخَفِيِّ مَا اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ سِرْجِي. Do not disgrace me through the hidden things you know of my secrets. A true servant, a true supplicant, must be aware of the fact that Allah is aware of the entire world. He's well aware of everything. He is aware of all the beings and their hidden and apparent aspects. So there is no unfamiliarity, no forgetfulness or ignorance from him. He is well aware of the past, present and the future events. The hidden side of humans is also evident to him. If he reveals our hidden sins, we would be disgraced before our parents, before our children, before others. And if they know about our hidden sins, they would disgrace us. Perhaps they don't want to talk to us anymore. They won't accept us in their houses anymore. The servant, in this section of the Kumail supplication, beseeches to the Lord to maintain his grace and not disgrace him for his hidden sins. By murmuring these divine words, the supplicant should be sure that his Lord would never disgrace a repenting, sinful servant. The Almighty Allah conceals the sins to such an extent that he has stated about accounting for some of his servants' deeds, I account for their deeds myself, so that their deeds would not get obvious to Prophet Muhammad, who himself is so kind to his ummah, and so they don't get disgraced before him. The fourth infallible Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, has stated some of the attributes of the Almighty in Abu Hamza supplication like this: Sattaru al-uyub, ghaffaru al-dhunub, allamu al-uyub. O the concealer of faults, the forgiver of sins, the knower of the hidden. Tasturu al-dhanba bikaramik wa tuakhiru al-uqubata bihilmik. You conceal the sins out of your might, and you delay the punishments out of your patience. Some servants of the Almighty Allah, with their limited capacity, astonishingly conceal others' faults. If these are the Almighty's servants, how good is the concealer himself? How good can the Almighty Allah, who is the creator of all these people, how can he conceal the servant's sins? Prophet Jacob, alayhi nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasalam, who wanted to persuade Joseph that his brothers had behaved unjustly to him, only heard from him, afallahu amma salaf, Allah forgives what is past.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now let us have a look at an astonishing story on forgiveness and end our discussion on this part of the Kumail supplication. There was once a highly knowledgeable and pious man, a noble man from Khorasan named Abu Abdurrahman Hatim ibn Yusuf. It has been said that he was named Al-Asam because once a woman came to him to ask something. While talking to him, the woman unintentionally broke wind and got very ashamed. Hatim pointed at his ear, implying that he could not hear her speech. The woman got very happy that she was not disgraced before this knowledgeable scholar. No one was aware of this happening. But Hatim was named Asam from that time because he pretended to hear badly until that woman was alive. When he passed away, another pious nobleman dreamed of him and asked him, "How did Allah account for you?" And Hatim answered, "Because I considered what I heard unheard, the Almighty forgave what I had ever done and heard altogether." Brothers and sisters, this is what the true supplicant need to consider when he is talking, when he is supplicating to his Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I